Hallelujah. Father God, speak your word to us. May none of us live the same. We pray that you would enlarge our coast and it will not grieve us. Bless us and bless us indeed. We pray that you speak. May it not be of the letter, but of the Holy Ghost. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. And the saints said, Amen. We may take our seats in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Christos Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. I believe we had a good feeding, 527. Amen. How many are blessed by the book? Hallelujah. The books are super awesome meat. Amen. Yes. How to preach salvation. Praise God. How is the book club going? Going good? When is the first meeting where we'll discuss the books? This Sunday. Good. Yes, a bit rocky. Very good. I think it's a... I know it's a blessing. Amen. And now someone might ask, what is the book club? The book club is Bishop's books. We read them and then we discuss them. Hallelujah. Amen. More details to follow. Amen. Today I want to share with us, or God wants to share with us, Amen. Including myself, something very, very, very important. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we get to the topic, let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Very important. This is a very important verse that we must remember. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in yourself and in the power of your pastor's might.
Not at all.
Like we'll be finished immediately by the devil. No. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That one we will overcome the devil 100.00% of the time.
Amen.
All the time. When we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles or methodia or tricks or schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Let's continue. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. There's an evil day that comes. The evil day could be so many things. Hallelujah. But the evil day just means a day that you and I don't want.
That's right.
And having done all to stand, next verse, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench most of the fiery darts of the wicked. No. You don't get that in the Bible, not our Bible. All the fiery darts, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Next verse, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. The only offensive weapon is the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Which is the word of God. The word of God. Now the whole armor is just different applications of the word of God. How to apply the word of God differently. Hallelujah. The whole armor of God is just different applications of the word. Amen. And yes, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah. I repeat verse 19 again. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. With all perseverance. Watching with all perseverance and earnest entreaties and supplications for all saints. Hallelujah. Now, I want to share with us about the laws of intercession.
Preach.
The laws of intercession.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, this is very important because we've just read that for we wrestle. NASB says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
Amen.
For our struggle is not. You see, there's a difference between fighting and wrestling. When you are fighting, come so that come. When you are fighting, fight, come on, fight. But wrestling is, come on, wrestle. Your legs must be here. Wrestling. You see, wrestling is close contact. So the Bible is saying that for we are having a close contact fight, not against flesh and blood. You can put your hands together for her. So we wrestle. So it means that we are wrestling against or close contact fight against entities that are wicked and hate us. So you and I must understand how to overcome them and understand how to defeat them and understand how to prevail against them, which is almost the same thing. So I'm saying, hallelujah. And this comes about when we know how to intercede. That's why, go to verse 18. Praying always. Some say, pray only when you go to church. No. For those 5 minutes. That's what some will say. Or pray when there is a major problem in your life. Then pray. No. The Bible says, praying always. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So man's need for an intercessor is not always obvious. Hallelujah. But you see that throughout the Bible, there have always been people who stood in the gap for others. Moses was a great intercessor. Moses stood in the gap between God and the children of Israel. If it was not for Moses, God would have wiped them out completely. Hallelujah. Amen. We often think that intercession just prevents the devil from attacking Christians. Intercession deals with more than that. It deals with certain laws that are in place in the earth today. When we understand these things, we will always want to pray for ourselves and pray for our church. And pray for each other. Pray for our loved ones. When we really understand what is going on. When we really understand what is going on behind the scenes. Hallelujah. Let me show you a verse. Am I permitted to show you a verse?
Show us.
Chapter 28. Okay, good. Ezekiel 20, let's start from verse 1. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in a seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man. Makes it very clear that this is a man and not God. That though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. So this is a king of Tyrus who was so proud because of his success that he wanted to behave like he was God, or he felt he was like a God. Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus. Okay, so thank you. Next verse. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. With thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. How many are getting me? So this is a very successful man. Good. By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic, hast thou increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of thy riches. So the person is now proud because of his riches. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw thy sword, their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defy thy brightness. So this is talking about how God, so you can see how God hates pride. God hates pride. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. This is talking about a man. Will thou yet say before him that slayeth thee, I am God? Meaning that you behave, you think you are God. When they are killing you, will you say to them you are God when you are dying? But thou shalt be a man and no God in the hand of him that slayeth thee. Thou shalt die the deaths of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation against the king of Tyrus. So one was the prince of Tyrus, which was a human being, a man, who was so proud and behaved like God. Now the next one is talking about the king of Tyrus. And say unto him, thus saith the Lord, thou sealest up the sum. Meaning that you were perfection. Full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Now, this is definitely not a human being. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sardia, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. And the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub. Clearly not a man, because a cherub, there are different levels of angels. There are seraphim, there are cherubims, there are archangels, so many different. There are also thrones, there are dominions. Hallelujah. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have said thee so. Thou was up the holy mountain of God, and has walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Definitely not a human being. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire, the covering cherub that covered the glory. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground, etc., etc. So the prince of Tyrus was a proud human being who was proud because of his accomplishments. And God was angry with him, and God said that I will let you be killed. They will kill you. I'll allow someone to kill you as a man. And when they are killing you with a sword, say to them that I'm God as you are dying. Then God also talked about the king of Tyrus, who was an archangel, or no, who was a cherub, a covering cherub in heaven, who covered God's glory, who had a throne, who wanted to exalt his throne above the stars of God, according to Isaiah. And God also punished him because of his pride. So what is the difference? What are the differences and similarities? One is a man, one is an angel. Now the king of Tyrus, the prince of Tyrus, was a human king who governed the land of Tyrus. But he was a puppet. The real king was a spiritual king who was the king of Tyrus. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe you did not know, but I'm trying to tell you that every region has principalities. Every region has spiritual kings that control the region. And if you and I don't know about intercession, we'll be in trouble. How many are getting what I'm saying? Even before governments change, even before things happen, spirits have actually contended. The Bible says that when Daniel had fasted and had decided to fast and to make supplication before God, the Bible says that God sent Gabriel the archangel, or Gabriel the angel, to come with the answer. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the angel came. As the angel was coming down, the prince of Persia, meanwhile, Daniel was second in command in the Babylonian regime or empire, How many are getting me so far? Daniel was second in command in the Babylonian Empire. As he was second in command, there was a fight between the prince of Persia or the principality who governed the Persian kingdom. Who was fighting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Daniel was praying about the restoration of Israel from Babylon, I believe. So, whilst Daniel is praying about it, and the answer is coming to Daniel about Babylon and the restoration of Israel from Nebuchadnezzar's reign, then a principality from Persia comes and there is a war. There's a fight. And then Michael, the chief prince, the archangel, comes and just pushes him away with ease. The prince of Persia. Not long after, the Medes and the Persians combined, took forces together, and overthrew Babylon. So you see that there was a fight before the Persians took over, and Babylon was no more, was history. Then, as they were talking, then he said, the Grecian prince is coming and I must go. That's what Michael said, meaning that the Grecian prince, meaning that the prince or the principality of Greece has come and he must go and help. Now, what does it mean? Not too long after, the next world empire was the Greek Empire by Alexander the Great. How many can see the sequences? So it meant that there were spirits that were fighting in the atmosphere, in the galaxies, before things actually happened.
That's right.
So Alexander the Great, it was not necessarily because he was some wild man. Imagine the title. It's like saying Richard the Great. Alexander, his nickname was Alexander the Great. How many of us can be given that title throughout history? But it wasn't because he was great per se. It was because there was a Grecian prince who came and fought. And room was made for him. And he was supposed to, the Greek Empire was supposed to take over the Persian Empire. And that's why Alexander the Great took over. And conquered almost the whole world.
Wow.
And died by malaria in the West Nile area. And his kingdom was split by his four generals, which was a prophecy. Daniel prophesied about it. Hallelujah. So you and I must realize that the entities we are dealing with are not flesh and blood, are not the prince of Tyros, but the king of Tyros entities, spiritual beings. So you and I therefore cannot fight them with physical war. That's what the Bible says, for we wrestle not, we are struggling, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Against powers, principalities that govern areas, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are the things we are fighting against. That's why there are certain areas, the principality of poverty is there, and they will be poor no matter where they go, no matter their reforms, they will be poor. There are places, since we've known, there have been wars over there, and there will continue to be wars. There are places where there is immorality. When I went to Amsterdam, this was so many years ago. This was maybe 2007, 2006, I can't remember, long ago. I went there with my brother. It was early in the morning. We went to the red light district. Wanted to see it. Early in the morning, you see anything? Want to just see what's all that about. Went to a coffee shop. That's where I started to chat with the hostess. I mean, the lady, the bar, one making the coffee for us, the lady. As I was talking to her, she thought I was trying to chat her up. So she was happy, flowing. Oh, yes, yes, hi. You know, I finished at this time. Then I said, do you know Jesus? Then changed. The demon entered. She changed and it was hostile. No, we don't do those things here. No, over here, people with different religions. No, no, no. Thank God I had ordered the drink, the coffee. Most likely she would have spat in it. She was that angry. When we walked around, look, I've never seen such perverse, the postcards, I had to cover my eyes. The mixed genital, it's like demonic genitals mixed, man, female, together. It was incredible. there's a principality of immorality that is governing Amsterdam. How many are getting what I'm saying? And there are some places, principality of war, death. That's why you and I need to intercede. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 4. The laws of intercession. It's not a small thing we are dealing with. Hallelujah, these laws. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. Verse 2 and 3. But it's 3 and 4 we want. Or it's 3 and 4 we are looking for, we are searching for. For if I make you sorry, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4, but 2, let's start from 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. So I'm giving you an introduction and then we dive in to the laws of intercession. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with you with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. Meaning that I'm cool with you, church at Corinth. But I am bold and fierce against certain people who are trying to fight the church, who behave and relate with us as if we are human, we are walking according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, verse 3, we do not war after the flesh. It's not grammar. I don't know why someone would think a grammar. Grandmothers love their grandchildren. But it's not grammar.
That's right.
It's not auntie whatever. It's not Susan, cousin Susan Jamligos in the village. No, it's the principality. It's not your boss.
That's right.
It is not the doctor.
That's right.
It is the entity that is using them. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down struggles. It continues. So the weapons we are of our warfare are spiritual weapons, and we must use spiritual weapons to fight a spiritual battle.
Amen.
When I was a young boy, I was watching Revenge of the Ninja. As I was watching it, fighting, and then the police said, "I'm going to kill the man." He said, no, only a ninja can stop a ninja. In the same way, it's only the spiritual weapons that can destroy the spiritual enemy.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Only a spiritual weapon can destroy a spiritual enemy. Otherwise, don't bother. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That's why intercession is important. Amen. Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. Am I preaching to somebody? And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Look at it in NLT. Let the Bible make it clear for us. You used to live just like the rest of the world, full of sin, obeying Satan. I don't know why it's capital. I always use small s. The mighty prince of the power of the air. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. So the spirit behind the problem is what you and I must tackle. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God, including that boss that is killing your profession, killing your work. There was a time I had a dream. God gave me advance warning about a particular person. I dream about that person. That person is going to try to take me out. And I interceded and it never happened.
Wow.
Talking about work, take me out of a job. Yeah. You and I must be the kind who, boss, is that how you are talking? Is that how it is? Thank you. I'll deal with it in prayer. Is that a situation? Oh, thank you. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
You mentioned a name. By the time you finish, the person will either calm down or resign. To intercede means to intervene. To intervene. Interfere or to mediate. So to intercede means to intervene, to interfere with something going on, or to mediate. Intercession means to come between so as to modify the course of events. There are certain events that are leading to a certain result, negative result. So interceding to modify the course of events. An interceding person becomes situated between things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you think? Now, there are different laws. There are 12 laws of intercession. I'll just give you one today. I'll start with one. The first law of intercession is the law of degeneration or decay. The law of decay. Now, decay is just a downward sloping graph. Decay is decay. Whether it's exponential, negative, e to a negative, is decay. What do you think? Yeah. And when something is degenerating, it is less than it's supposed to be. It is inferior. Do you know that cells begin to die when you get a certain age? As soon as you are born, you get a certain age, then the cells start to die off. Our bodies start to decay. Well, not decay in a way, but our bodies start to function less optimal. That's the word I'm trying to look for. Less optimal than it was when we're a certain age. That's why you need to work harder not to have a stomach. People in my daughter's age, they can just eat like hogs. They'll be fine. But we have to. Hey. They eat it and they burn it. But it is not so. High metabolism. There are some people who are genetically born that way. They are born with high metabolic metabolism. Hallelujah. And there are some from scratch. It's a different ball game. Hallelujah. But the law of decay was set in motion after the fall. That's why you can buy a brand new car fresh from the factory. Fresh. You can, with the rubber, you tear rubber just a certain section, but it's fresh. Do you know that after X number of years, if you leave that car without doing anything to the car, you will not want to sit in the car? Because of the law of decay. If you buy a brand new house, brand new, everything fresh from factory, after X number of years, you don't want to stay in because of the law of decay. Things start to degenerate. Things start to decay. Things start to become less optimal or less than they are supposed to be. Hallelujah. And that's because of the law of degeneration. In the same way, even our relationships or our love for God or our Christian lives can decay also.
That's right.
What do I mean by that? It means the law of degeneration can try to affect our Christian lives. What do I mean? The joy of the Lord. We start Christianity and we are so excited. Oh God, I love you. Oh God, what can I do for you? People start with zeal. And then after a while, the zeal dies down. What caused the zeal to die down? The law of degeneration. Hallelujah. Everything we create begins to decay the day after it was completed. Hallelujah. Our bodies gradually degenerate as the years go by. Can't you see? I'm talking about if you look at yourself. Just look at your picture 10 years ago. Emmanuel, 10 years. Even just 10 years ago. But I know someone who, after 1,000 years, 2,000 years, still the same. Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. You may be rich today, but poor tomorrow. Wealth does not remain in one place forever. There are cities that were very wealthy years ago, and now no more. To degenerate means to gradually become of a lower type. It is gradual falling off to a lower form of development. And that is something we must intercede against. The law of degeneration. Even with friends. Even within relationships. Your relationship, my relationship can degenerate. Hallelujah. Especially the relationship with God can degenerate. So you and I need to intercede. Lord, I pray against the law of degeneration. No matter what it is, whether it is in my life, even in my body, especially in your body, you must pray against the law of decay in your body. Caleb was so old and said, I am well able. In fact, let us go. Joshua and Caleb, when they were old men, said, we are able to take that land. Let's go. So you can tell that they did not allow the law of decay to affect them. They went. Moses, his eyes were still not dim at a certain age. So you and I must intercede against the law of decay. Amen. Also, even in the church, if you look at the church of the past, imagine the church in the early days was a strong church. Now the church is now money. Where can I get money? Fighting. Everything is money now in the church. Everything is about money. But in the past, that was not so. The church in the past, it was about sacrifice. In the past, it was about winning souls. In the past, it was about Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ is hardly mentioned in many churches. It's all, how do we get money? When I'm watching Christian television and I watch a person for 2 episodes and I don't hear Jesus, I strike them. I don't want to have anything to do with that channel. It doesn't matter what you are preaching about. You are preaching about marriage. The name Jesus should come in. We are in a church. And the church is Jesus. I don't, even if you are talking about Holy Spirit a lot, everything is Holy Spirit. I don't hear Jesus. I don't want, then it's not the Holy Spirit you are talking about. Because Jesus said the Holy Spirit will testify of me. Let me get that verse. I thought you put your hands together for Jesus. The Gospel of John, chapter 16. Let's start from 12. But we are looking for 13. We are searching for 13. We are trying to find Mr. 13. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot hear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all truth, the truth of my word, Jesus is saying. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. It's not getting me here. He shall glorify himself. No, he shall glorify me, Jesus is saying. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Yeah. So, I like talking, in fact, I almost preach about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. He is the power of the Godhead, the power of the Godhead. It's through the Holy Spirit that Jesus performed his miracles. Because he laid aside his majesty. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Yeah. So he made himself of no reputation. Yes, right. Took upon himself the form of a servant, a man. So he needed the Holy Spirit. He needed to depend on the Holy Spirit. And you and I also need the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit for effective witness, for praying in tongues, for the Christian life. Because it's the Holy Spirit, he is now the one whose ministry is present now. Jesus had his ministry, he's gone up to heaven. But nevertheless, the Holy Spirit is here to make sure that Jesus is glorified. He's here to make sure that everything is about Jesus.
Amen.
So if I've gone to Christian television, first episode, okay, we've talked about Holy Spirit, we've talked about things, we praise God, I'm blessed. Second time, I don't hear the word Jesus. Then there are plenty I can watch. I hear about Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So degeneration, the law of decay, the law of degeneration, can affect your Christian life, can affect my Christian life, can affect the church. The church is decayed. Many churches. I'm talking about the church. The church before was about sacrifice. The church before was about meeting daily. Daily in the temple. Daily. No, but they were unlearned. There was an accountant in the church. He was an accountant and they met daily. There was a doctor in the church, a physician, Luke, and they met daily. Matthew was an accountant, tax collector. Hallelujah. And Paul was a scholar of the scriptures. He was a learned person. Yeah, he was a scholar. Yeah, I mean, but teacher, one of them who was a lawyer asked him a question tempting him. That's all part of it. Because you remember the Bible says in Matthew chapter 22, that and one of them who was a lawyer asked him a question, a lawyer in the scriptures, meaning that someone who has studied the scriptures. Paul was such. Hallelujah. He was a learned man. He was a scholar of the scriptures. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. So all these, you and I must see that, look, those were times that must come back. But now the church is full of sensitive Christians, babies. What do I mean by babies? You say something that offends them. Well, a baby cries a lot. You rebuke the person. No, what you are doing is inappropriate. It's inappropriate. Why are you dressed like that? Lady, why are you dressed? We are doing praise and worship and your thighs are showing. Then they get upset and they walk out. They say, this church, I'm not going for that. Baby Christians. I'm preaching. Oh, I'm preaching. I'm talking about babies. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying that they are not able to handle it. And because of that, you can see that the church has decayed, but we must pray for the church to rise up to its former glory.
Amen.
John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, he was a man of miracles and manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Evangelism, going on crusades, outreaches. On the back of the horse, riding to preach and do crusades. Tent meetings. That was John Wesley. But, yeah, anyway, I've said it. It's clear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you and I must allow God to affect us, and we must intercede. Intercede means go in between. You can tell that there is a natural law of this world, a natural law on earth that is affecting things, that is causing things to be at a lower level. So we must fight in prayer against it, right, to not affect our lives or affect anything of ours.
That's right.
Jeremiah 2:21. Yet I had planted thee a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then art thou turned into a degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? Look at it in NLT. Did you get that? So God has planted. How could this happen? This is God saying, when I planted you, I chose a vine of the purest stock, the very best. How did you grow into a degenerate, corrupt, wild vine? When God started things in the best level, when you and I are God's workmanship, Ephesians 2:2 says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. How did we degenerate to become like a degenerate vine? Degenerate vine who does nothing for God. Who is rather fighting the church. Who is rather fighting. Fighting people. There are people, their duty is to fight. Their duty is to fight things in the church. Why is it that we meet three times a week? What kind of church is this? We go to church on Sunday, we don't come home, we meet three times a week. What kind of church is this? My brother, my sister, go and read your Bible. Go and read your Bible. When you read your Bible, you realize that you are backsliding and you are degenerate. That's the only reason why you say that. I'm preaching, though. I said, I'm preaching a message. Hallelujah. Because people have said all sorts of things about people trying to save God because they didn't realize that in the Bible they met daily. So the three times a week is even scaled back. Proverbs 27, 23, and 24, and then we will continue, God willing. Am I preaching to you? Careful, you have to give me the prompts so that we close on time. Am I on good time? Yeah. Oh, I'm done. My time is just about done. Proverbs 27, 23, 24. Know the state of your flocks and put your heart into caring for your herds. For riches don't last forever, and the crown might not be secure for the next generation. Riches, let's go back to verse 24. Riches don't last forever. You can have a family like Solomon. One of his troubles was that all my toil and my labor, I'll leave it for someone who is a fool, who wastes it. I'll have $1 million and I'll leave it for a fool of a son or a daughter or an heir who will spoil it. That's Solomon's problem. Also, the crown. There are people who are trying to take our crown. Jesus said, take heed lest that someone takes your crown. Your crown is taken. So the crown does not last forever. That's why you and I must be praying. Oh God, when we are praying the Holy Ghost, when we are interceding, we are praying and we are bulldozing, we are fighting against the law of degeneration. But because we are using the weapons of our warfare which God has given to us, we have 100.0% victory. Amen. I have to add the 100.0 because 99.6 is 100%. But there's still a margin of error, 0.4%. But this one is 100.00%.
Amen.
Zero probability of failure when we use the weapon God gives us, which is to pray, interceding. Keba, Sanda, Mandolo, Kreshada, Bandala. So we are going to go more into intercession. Amen. Next week, God willing. Shall we stand to our feet?
Hallelujah.
Oh, you can put your hands together for Jesus. So let's speak to the Lord about intercession. Speak to the Lord to give us the spirit, the hearts of intercession, the hearts to intercede, the hearts to be prayerful. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Intercede against the law of degeneration in your life. Anything that is going to try to affect you, affect your love for God, affect your Christian life, affect your health, affect your body, affect anything in your life, intercede against your mind, intercede against your intelligence. Intercede against the law of degeneration that will try to fight against your intelligence. Intercede against the law of degeneration. so that our intelligence would rather be growing more at a higher level. In the name of Jesus. Shamotano Kagalama Rasha Namatamadama. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shadamonis. That is trying to intercede against your job, your school, your finances. Oh, Father God, we intercede against the law of decay. Ramono shano matanda lamano. Yes, we pray against every entity that is going to cause our love for you, our Christian lives, our livelihood to degenerate. We fight it in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray against the law of degeneration that will try to affect our health, our bodies. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, we intercede against every law of degeneration. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mando Shabada Shandala. If you are here or you are watching and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord, you are out of the race of intercession. Because we need Jesus. We need right standing with God. We need right standing. We need righteousness. We need to be right with God. And that comes by giving our lives to Jesus Christ. By accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And by being born again. If you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be born again. Then let's repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you.
I come to you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I confess.
I confess.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe. That he died on the cross.
That he died on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I believe. That God raised him from the dead.
That God raised him from the dead.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
From all unrighteousness.
From all unrighteousness.
From today.
From today.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Thank you, O God.
Thank you, O God.
That I'm victorious.
That I'm victorious.
That I'm more than a conqueror.
That I'm more than a conqueror.
That the law of degeneration,
that the law of degeneration
cannot work against me.
Cannot work against
because
me.
Jesus Christ.
Because Jesus
is my Lord.
Is my Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Father God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you for victory